episode 16 of the Speech with Alex Tricolo podcast. I am your host, Alex Tricolo. I am a speechy and mum of three based in Perth. I am on a mission to provide parents with free, accessible and relatable information that is easy to understand about speech therapy. Proactive speech therapy ideas, if you will. This episode forms part of a five-part series about toddlers, so I thought we would get started with toddler vocabulary development. As a speech therapist, I always found that people are very onto me in terms of what level are my own kids at with their speech and language development. And I've always been a really passionate speechy in terms of wanting my kids to just develop their speech and language skills through their environment, going out for walks in nature and going to the zoo and just having fun with activities at home. And for anyone who's followed me for a while, you'll know that I don't use flashcards. I don't sit down and do structured activities with my kids. I'll definitely set them up with activities, but I let them work out how they want to play with it. And I'll add language along the way. And they all three have beautiful language. They are now 4, 5, and 6. But when they were toddlers, as babies, they were definitely at the later end of what is considered typical. They were well and truly over the age of 1 when they said their first words. And that is all normal. And that was really hard for people to understand, that I was just letting my kids develop their language skills in their own time. And I think that's one of the key things to remember about toddler language development, is that they develop rapidly. However, the range of what is considered typical is enormous, and we really need to recognize that for lots of our kids. However, of course, with my speechy hat on, I also like to make sure that kids are seeing a speech therapist in a really timely manner, especially at the moment where we have very long wait lists here in Australia, and we want to make sure that kids are getting onto the wait list at the right time, so that by the time they need a speech therapist, they're towards the top of that wait list. So there's lots of things to keep in mind. Before I dive into vocabulary more specifically, I thought I would mention speech sounds, because a lot of parents come to me really concerned about their toddler's clarity of their speech, or what we call intelligibility as speechies. And in terms of individual speech sounds, there is one sound that we expect them to have mastered by the age of 2, and that is the p sound, which is the letter P in words like pig and pop. All the other sounds have a lot of time to develop. There is another explosion of mastery of sounds around the age of 3. There are a group of sounds that we expect to be mastered by the age of 3. But at that stage, I'm sort of putting them into a bit of a preschooler age bracket. So really, when I talk about toddlers, I'm talking between the ages of 1 and 3. So as you can imagine, we're not expecting our toddlers to be speaking perfectly in terms of their pronunciation. They're very clever in that they might not yet have the capacity to say some sounds, but they've worked out a different way of saying that sound that isn't accurate, but it gets their message across so that we can interpret what they are saying. So I think that's pretty fascinating. We do want kids as toddlers to be using a variety of different sounds, even if it's not in the right word, even if it's not quite perfect. We do want them to be using a variety. It is an early warning sign for us if we're noticing that kids only have 1 or 2 sounds and never seem to develop any more beyond that. So do flag that if that's something you're concerned about with your toddler, probably around the age of 2. And of course, as you can imagine, we're expecting our toddlers to understand a lot more language than what they are saying. So as speechies, we look at 2 types of language. We look at receptive language, the language that is going in and that they are understanding and processing, and the language that is coming out, what they are saying or what they are signing. And both of these, of course, are connected in the brain, but it's really important that we look at both. So we are hoping that your children are understanding a lot, even if they aren't saying a lot yet. Now, if we look at actual words in terms of vocabulary of what we want them to be saying, at 12 months, we're expecting around there for kids to say their first words. This is not a definitive rule. Kids don't have to say their first words by the time they turn one. We are, of course, hoping that they're doing lots of sounds, they're experimenting with their mouth, they might be blowing raspberries, blowing bubbles, they might be babbling. We're hoping that they're babbling, and they might be sort of trying to communicate with you in the form of their babble, but they might not yet be saying their first words, and that's okay. At 18 months, we have our first milestone that the research has indicated to us that 90% of kids are saying 5 to 20 words at 18 months of age. So if your child is falling into that 10% of kids who doesn't have even 5 words that they're saying, then this probably warrants making sure that you are aware of it and on a wait list for speech therapy, if not, seeing a speech therapist. And by 2 years, we're expecting kids to say a minimum of 50 words and to be saying 2-word phrases. Now, when I say getting into speech therapy is a priority if your child isn't meeting these milestones, the reason is that the beauty of the speech therapy at this age is that it's all about parent training. So it's about equipping you as a parent with lots of different strategies and ideas that are going to really help you with what you can be tweaking at home. I'm sure you are doing all the right things. You are reading, you are singing, you're doing fun activities, you're getting out and about. But it might just be really small changes in the way that you speak that can make such a big difference to your child. So I really encourage you to see a speech therapist if you really, even if you have just a gut feeling that your child isn't developing properly. Okay, so back to the episode. What counts as a word is a question that I get asked a lot, because there are some parents who feel that at 18 months their kids are not saying 5 to 20 words. But when I tell them what the rules are around what you can count as a word, they suddenly realize that there's a whole lot more words in their vocabulary than what they first realized. So for a word to be counted, it needs to be pronounced consistently. So every time you hear it, it sounds pretty much roughly the same. They use that particular pronunciation often and they use it in context. So if you hear it as a one-off, then it's not yet counted as a word. If you hear a word but it's not related to what you're doing in the moment, we don't yet count it. Unless they are, you know, asking for a biscuit and you can tell it's with intention, and eventually they might lead you into the kitchen and say biscuit, even though the word doesn't sound anything like the word biscuit. So in that context, yes, you can count it. But if they're just playing with their truck saying the word biscuit, then we're not counting it unless it's being used in context as well. Words can also include specific animal and vehicle noises and exclamations like wow and uh-oh. However, if your child only has noises, then we would be hoping to start to hear some labels of things, some action words, some descriptive vocabulary, and some pronouns like me and I. So of course, words don't have to be pronounced accurately. And I really recommend keeping a list of words that they have said that fit within these rules. It can be really handy because sometimes you might forget, and probably notes in your phone is the best way to keep track of this. I do want to really quickly note that for our bilingual or multilingual children speaking more than one language at home, what you will notice is that although if you count the words in each language separately, they might not be meeting the milestones, I want you to add those two sets of vocabulary together. So if you're speaking English and Arabic at home, then add the two vocabularies together and see what you get. And you'll often find that your kids are meeting the milestones. So that's the way that we look at it for our bilingual children. Now, I wanted to briefly mention that we have two types of language development. And one type is more common and one is not. And the one that is more common is what we call analytic language development. And that is that our kids tend to develop a couple of words. They say single words like ball, mummy, juice, up. They say them all as single words, and then they start to build them up into little sentences as they approach the age of two. So they might say mummy up, go ball, go car, etc. But we also have a less common but just as important method of development called gestalt language processing. And this is where kids develop whole phrases. And they might even say those whole phrases, and then eventually they learn the breakdown of what those words mean on an individual level. That's in a really easy to understand way of explaining it. And I'll probably do an entire episode on this because it's quite different. But I just wanted to mention it if you're noticing that your kid isn't really developing those first single words, that perhaps they're actually looking at it from the opposite direction. So definitely some good food for thought. If you have concerns about your toddler's language development, you might be interested in my Boost program for toddlers. This is a video library that contains information about your toddler's development, how their brain works, and lots of strategies for language development. Once you purchase, you get instant access to all the videos so you can get started straight away. I'll pop the link in the show notes to make it really easy for you to find. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I hope that you'll stay tuned for episode 2 about your toddler's language development.